Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Don't tell Principal Dubrow, but we're here to talk about Real Housewives of OC. We're talking about Season 11, Episode 7, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here to talk about episode Shock and Roll. And we're here to talk about a little bit of a crash tonight over in the OC or in Glamis. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and you can find me everywhere and on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And here, talking tonight.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. You can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hey guys, I'm Christy Olsen, and if you think this was a crash choice of music to open the show with, I am the one to blame, and I say they're okay, it's fine. Oh, we're just being cheeky. But if you've got a problem with it, tweet me, Instagram, Snapchat, it's all at Christy Reports. I love to hear from you. Good things, too.
There you go. Good things are enforced here. And shout out to Blake, who says that she'll be here next week and for the rest of the season, so we will see that.
Yes, girl. Have fun on your vacay.
Yes. So let's talk about tonight's episode. It opens up all these, the ladies are getting ready for their trip. So again, they're leaving the OC. We've got some of the ladies are going to Glamis, and then you've got Megan and Shannon who are going back to the desert. And I was like, wait a minute, Megan, weren't you just in the desert last week?
Yeah.
So I guess she's all about this R&R. Like, she wants to basically do absolutely nothing.
It's a smart move on her part to not do too much.
Yeah, and I can't blame Jimmy for the little bit of time that he has there with her to kind of want to get out of the usual house. You know?
Yeah.
Make it feel like a vacay, the little bit of time they do get to spend together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure they have a beautiful home. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I'm sure that the place that they have in La Quinta is quite nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I assume so. Shannon, we'll talk about Shannon real quick because we didn't see much of her in this episode. She has closing on her house. And like we've heard that she's been trying to sell this house for a very long time. I know, Christy, you've
years,
talked about it.
Yeah.
So they have a 13-day period in which they can pack, which is unreal to me. And yet they're leaving for the desert.
Well, let's keep in mind that Shannon has the means to hire someone to pack for her. She could literally stand there and point or not even have to be there at all.
Yeah. Well, and it depends how much they're even moving because they have to put together a list of the things that are important to her, but they're purchasing the house furnished.
Yeah. I just like when they did flashbacks of all the rooms, it just makes you realize how big that house is. She's not that cocky about it, but it's a very fancy house.
They have their own in-home basketball court and craft room.
And their own gym?
Yeah, I wonder if they're leaving the basketballs. So what do they really have to pack up if this is being purchased furnished?
Yeah, that's what's weird, though, to, like, just walk out of your house and, like, leave your furniture behind and be like, all right, got my clothes, we're out. Like, and so they're looking at short-term leases or rentals, but, you know, there's some stipulations. I wrote them down. It needs to at least be four bedrooms. It needs to have an office, a playroom, a pool, hardwoods, three washing machines, and she's leaving behind the hospital grade air. So and the crystals built in and buried in the basement. So there's a lot that she's leaving behind here.
I mean, maybe she can find another home with crystals buried in the basement, you know? It's super common.
Super.
And the hospital grade air. I wonder really what benefits come from that in a home. Like, if you really feel better, if that's a worthy investment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
True.
Because it's one thing, there's a lot of technology now with clean air and, you know, filtration systems and things like that. So I'm just so curious, you know, like, is it that much better? Like,
I never thought we'd have to debate this.
Yes.
In Shannon's world, it is.
Yeah. this whole open was a bit of a snooze fest.
A little bit.
Slow now, start. I understand why they couldn't give us drama the whole time.
Yeah.
After how it ended. But, all the packing and the house selling's like, whatever. We already watched Heather do this seasons ago.
That's true.
Like, we get it. It's terrible. Have the big house. Have to move.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of Heather, she had quite the trailer that was not good enough. And when she walked in, she was like, "Why? What? I wanted something a little bit more." And she related it to, this is a trailer from an independent, low-budget film I once had. Like, I love that.
Before they had announced that the trailer could expand, I was looking at it and I was like, for her, this is pretty basic. And then when it started to, you know, move, I think that's where the fancy part came up. And, you know, yeah, she outshined everybody else's trailer for sure.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. See, where I come from in middle America, a trailer with a pop out is not necessarily fancier. But I'll take it either way. It did look much, much better than the ones I've seen on campgrounds.
Yes.
At, you know, Candy Ojai County Park on Green Lake, you know.
Yeah. It looked, you know, I mean, I have to say, the campsite overall looked kind of fun and cute. It looked like, you could tell, like, production was involved with, like, putting those blue lights on the dunes or whatever, you know, in the mm-hmm. back. Like, it looked good for the show, and I thought it was kind of nice. They had, like, the flags and all the chairs lined up, and everyone had a little plant. Like, you know, it was as glampy as it could be, I think, yeah. You know?
It was nice to see everybody there. We saw, you know, Tamara's son and...
Yeah.
Her niece. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, Sarah and Ryan. Mm-hmm. Who else? Mm-hmm. Jolie and Kelly's husband, who she doesn't seem to want to be with, but he was there. Yeah.
Her daughter didn't really get that much camera time. I don't know if that was planned or if it was... We didn't really see her that much.
I definitely saw more of her and Nikki sitting in the back of that dune buggy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it almost seemed like they were hitting it off a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I'm jealous of the food that Heather had, all prepackaged, labeled.
Of course.
And then she had to even take a selfie with, like, putting a pre-made hot dog on the grill. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I buy everything like the pre-shrink wraps. Like, I love anything that, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm completely with her, but I don't have any labels and stuff like that. But
I love
she
that
did
part.
It right. She did it right. And I think she was a good sport because that clearly was not her idea of, like, a weekend. She was there, happy to be with her son, like, just made the most of being with friends. And, you know, I give her credit. And I'm glad that we didn't have to hear any real complaining beyond the fact that it was from a low-budget film.
Yeah, she was definitely being field trip mom on this episode.
Yeah.
You weren't pinky in the air.
Yeah. And, you know, more power to her. She, the fact that Nikki was excited to go seemed to kind of be her motivation. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, for anyone still interested in watching Megan go to the doctor, they had a scene today to enjoy in this episode. And I feel like we've kind of seen a doctor's appointment a week, haven't we?
We really have.
Yeah, and you know what? If I had to predict, I'd say maybe we got one coming every episode.
I think so. Well, this one, Megan at least wasn't alone or with her mom. She actually did have her husband who made an appearance. And it was interesting. She pointed out, before all the results came and everything, she pointed out that her current husband, Jim, has 4 kids with 2 prior women and that she doesn't... It was all cut up. I noticed this... You know, this interview bite was all cut up. So I'm sure that she meant to, like, try to make it sound a little more positive than it came across. Mm-hmm. But she's like, yeah, but I don't want to raise this baby by myself. Well, I mean, it's a little dramatic, you know? It's not like the marriage is crumbling that we're seeing, you know? It's not like she's like Tamara and Simon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just thought that was kind of an interesting point. At this doctor's appointment, they were looking at the level of pregnancy. And Christy, we were like, what is that?
We're like, yeah, you can be super duper pregnant, kind of pregnant.
Half pregnant.
Like, you could hang on to it tight, you know? Like, what does that even mean?
I thought it was, like, black and white. Like, I thought it was, like, you either are or you're not. Like, there's no such thing as being half pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they tell young girls. Like, you're in it or you're not, you know? So,
but you know what? I guess that's her thing this season, and she's really owning everything because people like us that are watching it and not familiar with all these things, it's a learning process for people with IVF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I think sometimes we want a lot of the drama, and I'm here for it too. But seeing that part of it, you know, and the fact that she's had a successful pregnancy thus far, I'm happy for her.
Yeah,
you know, as far as the comments that she was making about Jim at the beginning of the scene, I wonder if those were just the ones that they chose to put in at that time, because if she would have been saying, oh my gosh, Jimmy's so excited and we're all so excited and this is going to be great, juxtaposed with the scene of him not even being able to smile, it would have been quite awkward.
Well, let's talk about that when they got the phone call, the positive result.
Oh, yes. No, I'm sorry. That wasn't at the doctor.
Yeah, but no, but it's all the same. I mean, he's got the same look on his face in all these scenes. I mean, I've been really kind of trying to defend this guy and be like, you know, it's just how he's coming across on camera. But you know what? when they received that phone call, that was, unless if that was something that they did for the show and they already received a formal phone call off camera and that they called, like, they did a reshoot or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't expect him to be an actor, but she looked pretty surprised. And he, like you said, not even a smile on his face.
You do have a good point there. You know, you never know with Bravo if they would have went back and redone that scene. But I would have loved to see a little bit more excitement. I mean, this is a baby coming into the world. And I don't know. I was a little disappointed.
Even, he's even like, well, I'm not going to cry, but it's good. Like,
okay. This might just be how he is. I'm not sure. Yeah. You know, never met the guy.
Well, it's bizarre. It's bizarre because, I mean, show some kind of emotion. You know, even if you're not, even if you're disappointed, I feel like we could have seen that on his face. You just get nothing from him. And it makes me think of how they came in and chatted with us right after they kind of first premiered on the show last season. And we saw such a different dynamic from them in person from what we were given on the show. But man, I've been saying that now for a season and a half, and I just don't know how much longer we can give him the benefit of the doubt.
How was their interaction? I saw that photo online of you guys interviewing them. How were they?
They were sweet and genuine, and a lot more. He was a lot more lively.
Yeah, he had his own opinions on things from the show, and they seemed, you know, very close. And she even said, she's like, we don't see each other much, so we'd love the car right up here because we got to spend time together. Right. Yeah. And so they were very happy. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
You never know.
Yeah, but
we would have wanted to see more excitement, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's getting raked through the coals on social media tonight, so...
Right.
Yeah.
he's probably regretting not forcing a smile just for the cameras. Yeah.
Well, let's flash back to the campsite where a moment that I thought was kind of cute was when Vicky was running up the... She could have been run over, that fool. But running up to see what was on the other side of the dune. And then Nick was like, is she drunk? Are you sure?
Is she always like this? Yes.
Yeah. It's classic.
Yes, Nikki, she is.
Yeah. That's Vicky. Eddie celebrating his birthday, which we didn't have any real, like... Background, but
listen, after seeing how Eddie celebrates on him and Tamara's little spinoff show from a couple years ago when they got married, I don't think this would have been appropriate with the children there. Okay. We don't need to see him licking any strippers at Glamis.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember that hot tub
scene. I kid, Eddie.
Remember that tub scene when they were together?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Simon still uses that in his, like, court documents.
Oh my God. Let that
against
go.
Her.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was done a little bit more. It wasn't that bad for me. Like, I thought it was okay.
It was just hot.
Do you remember?
I remember that, yeah. Oh. I thought Tamara looked amazing. It looked the setting, I mean.
That will always give her.
Yeah.
So Eddie taught Nick how to run the ATV, and Heather made an interesting comment that Terry would definitely be there to teach him, but he has to protect his hands, which of course I can understand, but I just can't picture Terry going out to the desert to do that.
Mm-mm. No.
I mean, he barely shows up to the kids' events just to sit in the audience. I mean, that's an awful lot to ask, I think. I mean, it shouldn't be, but just considering, like, what we've been told...
Yeah, good thing Max wasn't there. She would have sent him a picture of an empty dune buggy.
Exactly. So I did a little research. We'll talk about the accident. I was curious when this actually happened. It happened on Saturday, August 2nd. So we're now in September. So what is that, like 5 months?
So you said April. August 2nd? Did you mean
April 2nd.
I was going to say, just now? Yeah. Okay, April 2nd,
May,
yeah.
June, July, August, September. So yeah, 5 months.
Yeah.
So I like to play like with the timelines, and it's usually always about between 5 and 5.5 months out on most of these cities. Now, we, of course, have known this about this accident for a long time. That's why I went back. I was like, wait, when did this even really happen? Because we've been talking about it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it didn't look good. We saw the full rollover, and... the placement of the cameras was awesome because we get to actually see the pouring of the sand, like the movement. Yeah. Like it was well done. I mean, you know, it was like well produced. You know, I'm not saying it's fake. I'm just saying like the way they presented it and cut it, it was really intense.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely not fake.
Yeah.
I think Kelly, out of everybody there, was probably the most lucky. I mean, her helmet came off. You know, she said that you know, she didn't snap it in correctly originally, but just goes to show you, like, when you're doing things like this, you have to follow protocol, you know?
Yeah.
That could have been really bad for her, for sure.
Yeah, she kind of explained more in an interview that I read today, and she was saying that she was feeling really claustrophobic with the helmet on and being in this small car, and so she did sort of loosen it up, and the fact that she wasn't the one who came out of this the worst for wear is just unbelievable.
Well, that's what was interesting, was that Heather and Kelly walked away pretty, I mean, Heather got up immediately and was like in protecting mode, but or help mode. But the other two, Vicky and Tamara, really, I mean, I guess the roof fell on them. Is that what it said? Yeah. Is that what they said? Yeah.
It looked like it turned on Tamara's side. So I think Vicky got the tail end of the car.
Yeah.
It seemed, though, perhaps Vicky's a little dramatic, but it seemed like Vicky really was not in a good place, where Tamara didn't have to be airlifted where Vicky had to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the status, basically. Interesting moment was when Kelly called up Brianna and was like, hey, we're in the desert. Your mom's really hurt. We've got a big accident. Oh, you're not feeling good? All right, goodbye. And I was like, wait, what? Like, it's a lot to put on someone. The way she did it wasn't really good at breaking bad news.
Yeah, no. I think she was just, maybe it was just, she was just in the moment. She didn't know how to deliver it. And
yeah,
you never know.
I mean, at least someone thought to call.
Oh,
her,
yeah.
You know, her daughter, but.
I think they were surprised at other cast members' reactions when they did give the phone call to them, because it wasn't what they were expecting at all. But we'll get into that.
Yes.
Well, guys, before we continue chatting about this, can I tell you about a little one of our sponsors that is one of my personal favorites, actually? I want to tell you guys about Eloquy. They are a privately owned online retailer offering women's plus-size clothing and awesome accessories. I got a really cute pink quartz necklace from them and some kick butt earrings. Blake got some great jewelry that she loves as well. And some of our plus size friends got clothes that they tell us make them feel sexy. And I've actually seen a lot of photos from our AfterBuzz girls who got some tops and bottoms and dresses from Eloquy. And that's they great. Look good.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. Their Eloquy is really changing the world of plus size fashion. They launched directly in response to consumer demand for stylish clothing for plus size women, size 14 to 28. They've got new styles added to the site daily. I know some of you ladies have a hard time finding trendy stuff that you love. You will not have a problem with Eloquy. Full collections launch every month. They believe in the transformative power of fashion. Get inspired by their lookbooks with the latest trends. They ship throughout the US and Canada. You can get free shipping on orders over $100. No questions asked. No hassle exchanges are free. You can return items if you're not completely satisfied. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention they have shoes as well, which are super cute. Super cute. And you can get a... Yes, you can. You can get 50% off your first item and 40% off any additional items at eloquy.com/buzzoc. That's eloquy.com/buzzoc during checkout.
Sounds good.
So hit them up. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff, I got to tell you. No matter what your body size, they've got something for you there.
Now's the time to go shopping anyways, because we're going into fall. It's time for new gear. So you guys check it out.
Flash Buzz OC, because we're going to be watching the OC.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know,
so let's talk about it. Heather calls up Megan, and she tells her of the accident. Megan's like shocked, and Jim's like, what? So he doesn't want to even be in the room with the cameras.
I want to know what would make Jim get out of it, jump out of his chair, like unhappiness or disgust or
we're
what,
here
like,
to break
what
him down.
Would it be? Yeah.
Yeah,
I should watch some
him,
of his baseball coverage. I wonder if he gets excited while he's watching sports. Maybe he just saves it for that.
Maybe. Everyone's got something there, except it's like, you know, like a Star Wars movie. Like I'm just thinking, what would it be? But
anything movies on the private plane? They've been promoting Wheels Up. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the private jet service, but Megan's always wearing her private jet hat. So maybe a movie, like something to get him excited.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. Definitely
we're
not.
Watching you, Jim.
Apparently raking in that cash is what gets him excited. Yeah. Flying private.
The gloves are off when it comes to Jim on this show, I think.
Right? Sorry, guys. <Yeah. laughs>
No,
come back. Too. Come sit with us. Show us how much you love each other again.
Yeah, there's a lot we can ask you, especially yeah. about, you know, she's had the child. She's had the baby now, right?
No. Still pregnant. She's like 6 months.
Oh,
at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, good. Yeah, that would make sense then because this was all shot in April. We're 5 months in. She's, yeah. So, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should ask the viewers like what their opinions are on him. Our comment boxes are filled with conversations about our show, so...
Yeah, and we read them all, so...
Comment yeah. away.
Yeah, what is your guys' take on this?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, like, the big moment. This was the big news. I mean, this was, like, where else can you go and have such a reaction within a pregnancy than the announcement? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. Let us know. We want to know what you think. What else can we say here? Oh, Heather is describing this accident that happened, and she's going, Kelly's drinking beer!
I mean, she clearly saw her opening it. I think that that was just shade all the way yeah. to, like, reinforce the fact that Kelly drinks a lot. I mean, she had the beer in her hand before she made the phone call, but right. it was just yeah. perfect to just announce it right? Yes. Like, everybody was on a conference call.
Kelly is instantly back in the principal's office, and she's instantly, like, underage again drinking. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, who yeah. cares? This mother, this grown woman is having a beer after a stressful day.
Oh, but guys, come on, seriously. Beer, ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not a beer drinker. No. No. But I can. What else can we say?
Her reaction.
Yes, and then Kelly had a scene with Tamara's mom, which was kind of nice. And mm-hmm. and I was wondering why Tamara's mom didn't go to the hospital. With her, yeah. I guess that only they could only take Eddie. Maybe that's my assumption in the ambulance.
I'm sure I bet you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So of course the husband's gonna go, but. Yeah, I like when we get to see Tamara's mom. I don't know, it kind of humanizes Tamara a little bit more to me. Like, we don't see her that much, and I don't know. I like their relationship.
Yeah, and too. She's one of the people, one of the extended family members that we've gotten to know True. Over the seasons. Mm-hmm. You yes. know, we have seen her and Tamara go back and forth on different things. And remember, we saw her go on a date
yeah.
last, yes, season last season and stuff. So, yeah, we've gotten to know her a little bit. It's nice to see her. And in this very raw moment where she clearly was... This was a good way of relaying to the viewers how serious the accident really was.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, obviously her mom sitting there and saying, oh, I saw her feet and I knew it was her. I mean, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, they were reeling. Know. They were really reeling from the whole thing. Heather tells Megan that Vicky is alone in the hospital. It's only about 45 minutes away from where they are currently. And Megan says, oh, that's too bad. That's just too
I really
bad.
Want to know both of your opinion on that reaction.
The girl should have went with it. She should have went. If she wanted to look good, she would have made an appearance.
She should have made an appearance either way, I think. I understand. Well, no, I don't. It's not, I mean, no. No, you go. Someone that you know is in the hospital and needs to see a familiar face mm-hmm. or just needs to have someone there to even relay to the other ladies, oh, this is how Vicky is doing. You know, go for the other ladies because they can't be there.
Right.
You know, maybe Vicky's not your friend, but they are, and they wish they could be there with her, and they can't.
Yeah, or so go for Brianna, too. They're yes. friends outside of the show. Because they're very similar in age. Mm-hmm. So Brianna and Megan, I don't know their current status, but I know at the end of last season, they posted a lot of photos together. So, like, go for her. If she can send her a text, you know, just to go on her behalf. I think that if it's recommended to you or encouraged that you go, you look like an idiot if you don't. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to be, like, to learn of the news and know that you're close, but, you know, if they don't know that you're close, like, you can probably get away with not going. But, I mean, it does look good.
I don't know why, but I feel like Andy Cohen is going to be grilling her about not going for sure. Because I'm 50-50. I wanted to get your view first. I know it's obviously the right thing to do, but I get with Megan last season. I mean, these women, it takes like a season or two for them to get over their beef. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like she thought she was going to look a little contradictory with like going and showing up and being like, let me be there for you. And I don't know.
I mean, let's be real. It'd be so awkward.
It would be. And she specifically said that they weren't friends. They're not friends. So, I'm 50-50 on her.
Well, let's not forget that Vicky brought her that nice gift. Was that last episode or the episode before?
Yes.
And I'm thinking right now, if the tables were turned, I think Vicky would go. I think she would.
That's a good
one. I really think she would. At this point in their non-friendship, I think Vicky would have gone if
we know Shannon
Megan
would go
hospital.
For sure.
I think Vicky. Mm-hmm. Shannon would have gone. I think Vicky would go, but not alone. she would go with someone else. She would go with the Heather just like in tow. Like,
yeah,
that's what I think. I don't know if she would elect to go by herself. And if I were Megan in that scene, what I would say is, oh, that's really terrible. As you know, I'm seeing Shannon in a moment. I'm going to talk this over with her. We'll see what we're going
to
do.
She could have played it up a little bit more, I guess. Yeah.
Be like, let me talk to Shannon about it. And, like, because, you know, just make it an excuse. Like, Jim's busy. Jim's gone on the golf course or he doesn't want to go. So, like, let me talk with Shannon and we'll, you know, we'll see what we can do. At least just instead of being like, oh, that's too bad. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, she didn't even try to make it sound like she cared.
No.
I think because also Jim was not about to miss his golf session and they had their day planned. So, you know, I think because I'm sure he spent nights or conversations with her talking about Vicky and everything that happened last season. He didn't want to be a part of it. She didn't want to, you know, she's going through a pregnancy. She just found out she's having her baby. I feel like she wanted to be far removed from Vicky, even though it was a tragic situation.
Yeah.
But they're not friends, so.
Well, no. I don't think the ladies are going to let her get away with it.
Absolutely not. Sure.
Yeah, I think Vicky, I'm going to jump real quick and predict that I think that Vicky at the reunion is going to really be upset.
Yeah, she's one to, it's funny with Vicky because, you know, she's in the losing corner and, you know, the season progresses and she finds herself in the winning position whenever she gets to that reunion. So this is definitely going to be her, I mean, look at what happened to her. She's getting airlifted. I mean, she's definitely going to be the winner when it comes to the reunion. Yeah.
I felt bad for her. I really kind of did. Because they were having so terrible. Much fun and it ruined the whole setup and everything. It was kind of like when they went back and then when Kelly had that scene with Tamara's mom and like they kind of showed like the campsite like abandoned. It was kind of like sad, you know, because it's all too real. It's not like someone left in the middle of the night like angry. It's like these women are checked into the hospital.
Yeah, you know? And Tamara feels responsible for it.
Yeah,
and
she really felt,
you know, bad. When she's been doing this and she was a kid, she said, hey, come and do this thing and I know what's up and I'm in the driver's seat. I think if I was in her position, she definitely shouldn't feel guilty, but I would feel the exact same way. I mean, man, to be the reason that your friend has to be airlifted, that's truly overwhelming.
Yeah.
She's like indebted to Vicky for a while.
Yeah.
She's going to have to put up with some Vicky crap for a while to make up for this.
This on top of everything else, you know, with trying to rebuild a friendship and trying to build that trust. And like, you know, it's like it's still very shaky ground. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're that super tight. So it's like, ugh. The one thing I planned to try to make everyone happy and come together. And
it was nice to see Shannon, I guess, on the preview for next episode be, you know, concerned and sympathetic. I'm telling you, you know, I said last week, I'm seeing them come together at some point. So it was nice for her to, you know, be sympathetic more so than Megan.
Let's talk about Shannon's look real quick before we go into some
news and gossip. Yes, please. Please.
I just love it. I love that, like, that golf course, like, trying to be, like, wealthy look. I'm not saying she's broke, but I'm just saying I think it's just funny. Like, it's trying to be, like, that country club, like, waspy type, you know?
I was telling you, and I love the Kardashians. I got a very Caitlyn Jenner vibe with the polo. It was very Caitlyn Jenner chic.
Yes.
That's what she was going for.
That's what she wears to play golf, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I mean,
I think that was her inspiration. I really do.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting choice all around because, you know, that's not a trendy look. That's not a cute, fashionable look. And she has said before, oh, you know, I didn't look great my first season on Housewives and now I'm really careful about how I dress and this and that. And she had to have known that that was not going to translate well on camera, no matter where you were or what golf course you were at. Like, Shannon.
To me, it was like a very, like, 80s like movie set in Beverly Hills type look.
You weren't getting like a polo like vibe to it. No.
Not the vibe. I don't think I was getting the vibe she wanted me to get from it. Just saying that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, we love shit. I'm just goofing on the outfit. I'm not making fun of the woman. I'm just goofing on the outfit because I think it was kind of silly. And we'll see more of it next week. But before we talk about next week, let's turn to Christy for some news and gossip.
Yes. Ooh. We're always here for that.
Oh, guys, you know Vicki Gunvalson is starting spin-off rumors again. Mm-hmm. Remember a few weeks ago, she had said, oh, she would love to do a show with Tamara. Now she's kind of trying to suggest it to Bravo again. The blogs picked up on this story, so if you've read this the last couple days, you know, is Vicki getting a spinoff? This just comes from a tweet that a fan sent her that said, oh, it would be so awesome for Vicki to have a family-esque spinoff. I love her family together. They have such a genuine bond. Vicki retweeted it, and hence the seed is planted. And the whole blogosphere is chatting. However, very, very little evidence to support that this will ever actually happen, besides the fact that I would like to see it happen too.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind.
We all love Brianna. I mean, she has to have one of the higher Q scores on the show.
Seems like everybody else gets a spinoff. I would say
maybe double some of the other ladies. That's true, too.
Everybody gets a spinoff, so why not the original?
Mm-hmm. That's true. I never feel like the OC gets the love that it deserves. I mean, Atlanta gets a spinoff anytime anyone does anything. Candy goes on a ski trip and they have to have one. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like ridiculous.
We love Candy.
But this show needs a little more. I mean, Tamara's OC wedding was like, reminded me of like a Barbie special.
Yeah,
you know, like Tamara's
like Barbie
OC
Life in the Dream House on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I want to see a little bit more, but these ladies, a few of them need to do a little bit more. Like Meg, we don't need to see Megan have a pregnancy spinoff, you know, but mm-mm. I'm okay seeing Vicky and Tamara do something. And then even the DeBros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they have a fabulous lifestyle, you know. I mean, let's do an interior design show with the DeBros.
Oh, yeah. I'd watch it.
Yes.
Well, you know who won't be getting a spinoff because she ain't on the show no more is Ms. Gretchen Rossi, who, guys, I'm here to tell you, is still not married.
No.
However, she is talking a little bit about her struggles with Slade to have a baby. We've heard a little bit about this, but she says for the last like two and a half years, they've gone through IVF. They had a point where there were 14 embryos that actually died off
right before
she was supposed to be implanted. She said that was one of the most difficult times of their lives, emotionally, physically, extremely draining. Then about 8 months ago, after that didn't pan out, he had a surgery to reverse his vasectomy. Slade had a vasectomy years ago. That's their issue. And now they're trying to do it naturally. They're going to give it about a year. And the fact that they haven't gotten married, she says they want a baby before the wedding because, quote, it doesn't feel right to spend $200,000 on a wedding.
Wow.
When they're trying to have a baby, you know, with the issues that his son has brain cancer and has been dealing with that for quite a while. And, you know, she said they don't do anything in a small way. So she just had to drop a number and
of course.
The whole thing. But you guys can read the full interview at people.com.
Gretchen, if you really wanted to marry that guy, you would walk down to the courthouse and you'd take care of it in an afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to worry about things doing things in a big way. You'd at least get married and then have the party afterwards. You can do a joint party. You can make a $300,000 party. You can pair it with a baby shower and the wedding ceremony all at once. When it comes to excuses and these long engagements, I'm like Wendy Williams. Do you want your...
Yeah,
She's like, I smell a rat when I see a long engagement. I'm like, yeah. And I mean, were they even really engaged? Was she proposed to him on like the downtown LA rooftop?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Those two, I don't know. That's the thing. I would love to see her back on the show, but I don't believe anything those two have to say.
I think that's the problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we could speculate that the issue is probably still that Slade owes a lot of child support and is probably deep in debt over his son's medical bills and owed child support, and that issue still hasn't been addressed since they were dealing with it when we saw her on the show.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, if she was still on the show, I don't know what else she would have going on because it seems like we're exactly where she was on her last season.
I think that's what I was saying about Housewives. When these women find themselves alienated and when they lose all their friends, I mean, there's only one thing to do but to take you off the show. So sometimes you have to pump your brakes. I feel like with Kelly, she needs to make sure she holds on to Vicky and make sure that she gets the women to stay with her, or she will be the next one out.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, let's talk a little bit about Kelly. She gave an interview and offered a little more insight on this glamorous crash. She said, I had a guardian angel there. We could have died. I could have been a paraplegic. She mentioned again how Tamara's been doing this four-wheeling in Glamour since she was a kid. Kelly said she felt very safe. There was a bunch of safety teams around them while they were getting ready. She remembers parts of the roof. Kelly remembers parts of the roof actually falling in on them, scraping Heather's forehead, and that's what knocked Tamara unconscious. Vicky suffered severe whiplash. She knocked her head into Kelly twice. So there's your whiplash. Yeah. Kelly says she just had cuts and bruises. The others were much worse off. But you guys can get that full interview at ET Online.
Mm-hmm.
And just one more little tidbit. Every week I got to give you our Megan and Jim divorce rumor update.
Okay.
The blogs are still talking and she just keeps kind of teasing it and shooting everybody down. She posted a photo on Instagram and said, our marriage is in jeopardy. Can't you tell? A photo of she and Jim smiling in a boat on vacation. So she says, too, that Jim is reportedly working on the baby's nursery. So she just wants us to believe that all is good. I hope it is.
I hope so, too. Yeah. Now more than ever. So, Well, good news and gossip. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Squeeze that orange juice.
Yeah. You got me thinking about Gretchen, though. We could do a deep dive on this show about her in general. I miss her on the show in certain respects.
For next week, I saw again, we have Megan, and who is she having a one-on-one like dinner with to discuss things? Was it Heather? There better not be Tamara there. There better not be another person sitting there. I want to have a conversation between them too.
You don't want Gretchen to pop up there?
No.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's predict what's coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
What do you want to say, Thomas? What do you think?
I think Megan is going to have to do a lot of damage control via Twitter. I'm pretty sure all the comments are really nasty towards her. Maybe they might be 50-50 with how I feel, but she's going to possibly have to do a lot of damage control for not even making any efforts to go see Vicky, even though, you know, she said that she's not her friend. You know, I wonder what that conversation's going to be with Heather, because she doesn't look too pleased with her decision.
No, and the previews made it seem like it was Megan putting Heather in her place, but I predict that is not the case at all. I think Heather, you know, she's so good at condescendingly telling somebody off, and I think she is going to make Megan actually feel bad for not going to visit Vicky, although she probably won't admit it.
Yeah,
right.
They're gonna need to like have like a group therapy, like they did on Real Housewives of Atlanta when they were in the room with all the women to just get everything out and not have Andy Cohen there. We need like another person that's gonna get everybody on the same page, because it's every season if somebody does something to somebody else, it boils on, it keeps going, and it never ends. So I think that's,
Oh, back at the campsite, they were saying like, "How far are you?" Heather was like, "How far are you from the hospital or whatever?" Or from Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, yes. Palm Springs.
So they said, like, "Oh, it's they're 3 hours away." And then Megan said, "Well, you should go. Just you go." And that's not gonna. If you go, because you guys are friends, not me. So
I predict that was the wrong argument to make.
Yes, yeah. Well, I predict that's gonna make a lot of commentary. Like, we're gonna hear from each housewife's POV on why Megan didn't make an appearance. I'm curious to see what Vicky has to say about all this.
Yes.
Oh, I know. You already know Vicky is going to come out, and she just plays it up so well. You know, it's going to be about Vicky, and
she
it's going
to
be
casserole.
About the fact that she didn't get a casserole. No flowers came in. I don't know.
I feel like Tamara might spiral out of control a little bit out of guilt. I'm curious to see how she's going to handle this and what the ladies say to her and what she says to them. I'm worried that she could kind of go off the deep end again.
Yeah.
Become that crazy Tamara again.
That's
just because she doesn't know what to do with these feelings. She feels bad and she's like, "Oh, I screwed everything up anyway. Why don't I go screw up some more stuff?"
Well, it looked like Megan was saying something negative against Tamara, and then Vicky told her to go to hell over FaceTime.
Yes, Megan said, "I'm angry at Tamara for being so reckless." Oh, that's
And Vicky's still writing for Tamara at this point, so
yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see these relationships going and seeing, you know, what Shannon's gonna feel later on with Vicky, if Kelly and Vicky are still gonna be ride or die BFFs.
I'm really glad to see that Megan is kind of caught in the middle of a mess, though, because it's time for her to, you know, we've seen a lot of Shannon, we've seen a lot of Kelly, you know, Heather's been in and out of it too, so it's like now it's her, Megan's turn.
Yeah, I see Megan coming back next season after having the baby. I still feel like even though this season where she's so heavily focused on her appointments, I think she'll bring it. If they bring her back.
Yeah. Well, we need to give her another caper.
Yeah, and one thing, have we seen a new, brand new mom on the show? I mean, I guess Brianna and Sarah and Ryan, but as far as one of the housewives having just had a baby, we haven't gotten that on Real Housewives of Orange County, at least not for decade or so. I don't think ever that I can think of. It's always grandkids. So it would certainly be a new and interesting point of view.
Yeah, I mean, like Lydia had kids, but they were young, but she didn't have them on the show.
Right. Yeah. I mean, seeing one of these housewives and the youngest one dealing with a brand new baby when her husband is usually halfway across the country. I mean, I'm not into babies, but that does sound kind of interesting.
It does.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to keep watch, and you can keep watch with us here, of course, at AfterBuzz TV by keeping up with us and supporting our social media endeavors. Mm-hmm. Where can we find you guys, and what are you doing? Christy, I know you have a lot going on.
I do. Guys, if you are pro wrestling fans or if you have got sons, please download, or sons or daughters. I love the young ladies who get into it. Please download the Fight TV app and check out Paragon Pro Wrestling. Also, X-Pac. I know you guys know who X-Pac is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Has started a brand new show right here at AfterBuzz TV called X-Pac 1-2-3-60. We are talking to some of his friends, Scott Hall, Billy Gunn. Nice. It is big. So please check that out as well. All the links are on my social media at Christy Reports. I appreciate it.
Nice.
You guys can follow me at Thomas Erlina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. And next week, I will be on the panel for Robin China, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, cool. Some new people to dissect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me on my new original show, What's Old is New Again, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, is going to a new app, BidChat. Search for it now. The new date is coming up shortly. It's very interesting. The same show with a remix. That'll do it for us, for the OC Housewives. We'll be back next week to talk all this fighting over this ATV accident. Yes. Show up. We'll be here.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.